Morning, Get Well Wednesday. Get Well Wednesday is brought to you by Crest Sensi Stop Strips. That's one strip, 10 minutes, and up to 1 month of protection from sensitivity pain. Our doctor this morning is Dr. Jeffrey Hartog. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. And he is a board. He is a board certified plastic surgeon. This is October, National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Dr. Jeffrey has a method of providing a natural way, it says, for women to reconstruct their breasts after mastectomies by transferring fat from their thighs or abdomen. Doc, okay, so you can take fat from your thighs and your belly and reconstruct your breasts?
Absolutely, we can do that. It's basically a liposuction procedure. So you get the benefit of that procedure, which a lot of women want.
Mm-hmm.
And we can build a breast basically just by, in very meticulous fashion, injecting the fat to reconstruct the breast. And especially for black women, African-American women, it's a wonderful alternative because it's essentially a scarless procedure.
Even in your thigh and your abdomen?
Well, you just have tiny little, eighth of an inch or quarter of an inch scars holes where we remove the fat from, and we don't have to have the big scars like are common with some of the other more aggressive reconstruction procedures, and it's totally natural.
No, I was going to ask you. I had a cousin who had breast cancer this year. She has had reconstruction surgery, and it was a question of holding onto the skin and keeping it in such a way. And then 6 to 8 weeks later, she had the reconstruction. So you say that when you take out the breast tissue, and do you do it immediately?
Yeah, we can actually begin the process immediately, but it is a staged procedure. So if we're trying to build a complete breast, yeah, we can just, what you just described in your friend was a skin-sparing mastectomy. And, we can do essentially the same thing. And at the time of the original mastectomy, we can actually start the first part of the process by injecting some fat in the deeper parts in the muscle and under the muscle to actually create a small breast immediately. And then we come back and repeat the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And, over a few months or up to about a year, depending on the size we're trying to get to, we can reconstruct a complete breast without an implant and without, the large flaps that are quite common.
Sounds like a very expensive procedure. Is it covered?
It is actually absolutely covered. It's actually federal law that a woman has to be not only provided with the information regarding breast reconstruction, but that insurance companies have to pay for it. And from an expense point of view, it's actually been shown now to be actually less expensive, because even though it's a staged procedure, it's a fairly simple liposuction reinjection procedure. It's 100% outpatient. The patients never even have to be in the hospital,
really?
Not once. And yeah, it's just like a regular outpatient procedure. So even though it's a staged procedure, and it's also a very, very low complication procedure, when you take all of those things into account, it's actually been shown to
What's
be
your
more cost-effective.
Success rate with this?
I would say that to some degree, success rate is essentially 100%. I mean,
how many depends. Have you done?
I've probably done about 40 or 50 breast reconstructions. I've been injecting fat in the breast for years. Just to make a point, I did breast reconstruction on my own wife this way. She had bilateral mastectomies 4 years ago. And within a year after that, she was totally reconstructed to a small D cup with nothing but her own fat.
Were you nervous?
So I can say that I am we're believers.
Were you nervous when you were working on your wife? oh, if I mess this one up.
Oh, yeah. You get me in trouble here. But she's great. Fortunately, done absolutely incredibly well.
Oh, wow.
So,
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. He's Dr. Jeffrey Hartog. He's a certified plastic surgeon. If you have questions for the doctor, give him a call right now at 646-4664. Yeah. Dr. Hartog, that's very interesting.
And yeah, I mean, I think, especially for African-American women, the scars are much less. And then the other thing, of course, you're getting the benefit of liposuction.
Yeah.
But that does come back, too.
But you can cover the scars with a nice tattoo. That's okay. All right. Questions for the doctor at 646-4664.